Good morning, everyone. John chapter 7 and verse 37 says, on the last day, the climax of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart. Let's stand together and let's just ask the Lord to send forth the rivers of living water in this service today, that the Lord would bless and that we would just see his hand upon us. Father, we come to you, Lord, today. We just pray right now, God, that rivers of living water would flow in this service this morning, meaning your Holy Spirit. Lord, let your Holy Spirit minister as he sees fit to every single person. Lord, we praise you today. We love you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Let's worship the Lord together in song this morning. Hallelujah. Down at the cross where the Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin,
to the Lord our God and King. His love endures forever, for he is good, he is above all things. His love sing praise forever, God. faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever, forever, forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us.
Hallelujah. Are you thankful for the goodness of God? You know, a song that has become so popular in recent weeks is just one of my favorites. It's exactly called that, The Goodness of God. And I was thinking about these graduates this morning. I trust that as they move forward from this day, that in time and over the years, they will still believe in and trust in and experience the goodness of God. Amen. We want them all to experience God's grace, God's goodness, God's power, God's purpose in their life. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness.
Do that chorus one more time. All my life you've been faithful, Lord.
All my life you have been faithful.
Yes, you have, Lord.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Has God been good to you? Just lift your voice to the Lord and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord. You are forever good. You've provided. You've given me comfort. You provided me salvation from my sins. You've met every need. I thank you, Lord.
You are forever in my life. You see me through the seasons. Cover me with your hand.
Chorus part. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You'll never let us go, Lord. Through everything that we face, through everything that we go through every valley, through every trial, in the good times and in the bad, Lord, we thank you that you are a constant in our life. You are faithful. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior. Thank you, Father, for watching over us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for indwelling us, helping us, empowering us, and comforting us. We just pray, Lord, today that you meet every need today. Touch those who are sick in body, Lord. Those suffering with cancer, those that are sick in other ways, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for touching them right now. Thank you, Lord, for touching those who are upon our hearts that are not right with you, that are lost, that are not saved, that are not on their way to heaven. We just pray for your Holy Spirit to touch them and go after them and help us, Lord, to be your witness to them. And God, we just pray for our nation. We pray, Lord, for your kingdom to come and your will to be done here in the United States of America. We just pray for healing of our land. God, just have your way in this service. Have your way, Lord, as Pastor Phil's going to preach and we honor our graduates. Lord, we just thank you, God, for your love and for your grace and your mercy and your help. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, amen. Greet about a half a dozen people or so before you're seated. Tell them you're glad to see them this morning.
Well, good morning. How's everybody doing? All right, who came for a graduate today? Just raise your hand. You're like, hey, I came. I wanted to see the graduates. There you go. Yeah. All my family's raising their hand. We like, yes, Braylon's going to do it. He's going to do it. And so. Well, before we get to all of that, I want to do a few announcements for you this morning. First of all, if you're visiting today, we want to say thanks so much for being here. Thanks for coming to celebrate our graduates, and thanks for just coming to hang out with us today. And in the seat back in front of you, unless you're sitting on the front row, then it's not in front of you, is a visitor card. And if you would take that card and fill it out and give us a record of your attendance, it just helps us to know that you came to visit with us and helps us to be able to say, hey, back. And so we really appreciate and we'll just say thank you so much for being here today. And We hope that you'll be blessed by all that happens here today. Tonight, actually, it's really not even tonight. It's this afternoon. This afternoon, we are going to go and do something that I'm so excited. I asked Pastor 2 or 3 weeks ago. I said, Pastor, we have got to go see this movie. Last week, we showed the trailer to the movie Family Camp, which is by Skit Guys. We use the Skit Guys videos a lot. They're hilarious. They're tremendous. They're tremendous Christians, tremendous communicators. And I wanted to be able to support them. And so Pastor and I put our heads together and said, let's go on Sunday evening. Well, what happened was when it came time, the evening one was like almost 7 o'clock, and we thought, nah, it's too late. So instead, we're going to go to the 3:40 showing of Family Camp today at the Moore Warren, there in Moore at the theater. And so here's the deal. We're going to do it a little different than we did usually. We didn't buy a bunch of tickets, although I looked, and there's a bunch still available as of this morning. So what we're asking is if you would like to come and hang out with us, just be at the theater by 3:15 to get your ticket, buy some popcorn. Come on now. Come on. Amen. People that go to the movies without popcorn aren't saved. And so it's in the Bible. It's in there. I don't know. I can't remember the reference, but it's in there somewhere. And there's also something about gluttony, but we don't want to talk about that. So anyway, we'd love for you to come be a part. The tickets are about $10 for adults, $8 for kids. And we'd love to have a big group. And so Pastor and Miss Carol and them are going. I'm going to be there with my family. And I know there's several others have already said they're going. So we'd love to have a big group to go and just support. Most importantly, more than just having a great time of fellowship, is supporting a great ministry, the Skit Guys. How many of you know that we need quality, good Christian entertainment in the movie industry? Amen? Amen? And so if we want to talk about, yeah, amen, let's give a hand to that. Amen. I just think if we want to talk about things that we want our kids to see and things we want to be poured, wholesome things to be poured into our society and culture, then we need to support it. And so they've gone out on a limb and made this movie, and I want to be a part of supporting that. So tonight or this afternoon, go eat some lunch. Go to Walmart and pick up what you need, because then, you know, if you haven't been to Walmart yet this weekend, you need to go. And then come see us at the movies, all right? Also, Youth Camp and Kids Camp's coming up. Youth Camp will come first. It's in June 13th through the 17th. And if your young person has signed up and you have not filled out an information sheet for me or have not paid the balance, that's due by Wednesday. It's due by this Wednesday. So you need to come see me. If you do not, I will be calling you this week. And so please just come see me. We got to get all the details wrapped up because we're just a couple weeks or so away from youth camp and the kids camp, July 25th through the 29th. And Pastor Chad is looking for registration forms and money from those that have kids going to that camp also. So make sure you get all that filled out and ready to go. Vacation Bible School is right around the corner, and we're excited about that. And so if you were bringing the little toilet paper rolls and the, what was the other things? What was it? Water bottles. This is the life. If you already got them saved up, this is it. Whatever you got saved up, bring them. After that, we've got enough. All right. So make sure that you bring those in. And anyway, you check out all the other announcements that's going on. We've got lots going on here at the church. I'm going to ask the ushers to come as we receive the tithe and offering this morning. Amen. 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 We got the missions team meeting right afterwards. If you're on the missions team, if you'll meet me right over here, we just got to talk for a couple of minutes. That's coming up in July. Got a team of 20-something going to Denver, and we would just appreciate you beginning to pray now for that trip. The Lord would work in and through us. Amen? Amen. Would you bow your heads? Lord, we thank you for another day to honor you and to worship you. And we thank you, Lord, that as we give with a cheerful heart. We give out of obedience. But, Lord, we give out of anticipation, knowing that, Lord, when we are obedient to what you ask of us, Lord, you just pour out your blessings upon your church. And so we pray you multiply it. We pray you would enrich it. We pray, Lord, that people would come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. And, Lord, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I don't even like playing for offering, man, and I'm not singing, so can I get an amen to that? Yeah, okay, didn't have to be that strong, okay, It's a little too strong on that. We're going to enter into the time to honor our graduates, but before we begin the video and all of that, I just want to say how surreal it is. This is the second year in a row that I actually have a child graduating, and I know how all of you parents feel as you think you remember like third grade and fourth grade. When we moved here, Braylon was in fifth grade and Elliot was in sixth grade. And now Lily is going into fourth grade, so she's almost as old as Braylon was when we moved here. And that is just blowing my mind. So I'm so excited. I love this service every year because it's like a timeout for just a moment in the busyness of this season to honor our graduates for this landmark moment in their lives. And also, it's a time for us to just celebrate all that they have done. And so at this time, we're going to start our Senior Sunday ceremony. Here we go. Come on up. Are you coming up, Pastor? Come on up. Our first graduate is Camden Etheridge Dominey.
Came the day you were born, I just remember being overly excited about having a boy. We don't have very many in our family, and so it's mostly girls. Everyone was excited, everyone. And I just remember when I first saw you, you were absolutely, and to me, you were absolutely perfect, just flawless, beautiful, almost 9 pounds. We were just so, so proud of you and excited that you were there.
That night, when everything just kind of calmed down a little bit, I remember the nurses brought you in and we just got to hold you. Your mom was asleep. I decided to lay down on the couch and I had you on my chest. And the next thing I remember is that we were getting woken up by the nurse and we'd just been sleeping, just the two of us. Little silly things like that are what I remember.
Caden Etheridge Dominey was born February 6, 2004 to Shane and Heather Dominey. He's attended Noble Assembly of God for several years now and is graduating from Noble High School. His list of school and community activities that he's involved in is football, baseball, student council, and honor society. List of honors include being all-district in football and defensive MVP 3 times. His favorite hobbies are working out, come on now, and hanging out with his friends. His favorite Christian song is Home by Crowder, and his favorite Christian group is Crowder. His immediate plans after graduation are to attend the University of Arkansas at Monticello on a football and academic scholarship. He'll be majoring in exercise science. His favorite verse is 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, which says this: if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. He'd like to add thank you to Mom, Dad, Anna, and my Poppy and Gigi.
Cade, we're so proud of you. We know that this is a major step in not just your life, but ours. This year has been extremely exciting for us and sad at the same time. Your mom and I will always love you. And we will do anything we can for you. But beyond that, God will exceed anything that we can do. I know so many people say the same thing. Oh, just rely on God or give it to God. That's not easy if you don't have a relationship with Him. So I suggest And I pray that you will constantly build your relationship with God. Everything else will fall right into place. I love you.
Caden, you know, if I could keep you my baby forever, you know I would. I know we always joke about it, but it's true. I would. I would keep you forever. I'm so proud of you and everything that your dad and I prayed for when we found out we were pregnant with a baby boy. You are everything and more that we could have ever imagined. I'm beyond, when I say I'm beyond proud, I mean it. I'm beyond proud. You make me laugh every day. That's something you're going to have to remember, to text your mom and make her laugh every day. Just like our favorite book used to say when we were, you would make me read it over and over. I didn't even have to look at the words because it was, I had it memorized. I love you forever. I like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be. I love you, Caden.
Caden Dominey. Our next graduate, Kellen Drever.
Kellen, you've always been my most curious, inquisitive, always searching for knowledge child. From the day you were born, you were so alert and curious about the world around you. I remember quite well the first night in the hospital with you after your dad and siblings had gone home for the evening. It was just the two of us, and looking into those big, beautiful eyes, I was thinking to myself, oh my goodness, I'm never going to get to sleep again, because this child never closes his eyes. That should have given me a clue into your personality, always curious and wanting to know more. Then, as you got a little older, we would drop off the older kids at school, and the two of us had 45 minutes waiting in the car until you could go into the school. That became our time to spend debating, and we debated about everything and absolutely nothing at the same time. I loved that time together, just spending that time in nonsensical discussions. But even at that young age, you always had valid points about whatever topic we chose that day. And just to set the record straight, Pink Starburst is the best Starburst flavor. Sorry, but you're still wrong about that.
Kellen, when you were born, I looked at you and I was like, gee, I wonder what this kid's going to be like. And as you grew, you became opinionated, sarcastic, and just very vocal, just like your mother. But during your senior year, it's been really quiet. You know, since you've been living in Stillwater and everything, we've had low electric, a full refrigerator, and there's actually Wi-Fi in the house. But, you know, every time I look around, I sit there and think, where's Kellen? But now I know you're on a bigger journey, and I wish you the best.
Kellen Richard Drever was born November 29th, 2003, to Thad and Lisa Drever. He's attended Noble Assembly of God for 6 years. He's graduating from Noble High School. His list of school and community activities involve National Honor Society, band, drumline, Ursa Day, academic team, bullet racing team at Oklahoma State University. His list of honors include valedictorian, class rank number one, superintendent's honor roll, president's honor roll at OCCC, the dean's honor roll at OSU, and section of the year at the bass drum. He actually has 54 credit hours as a concurrent student and will not even actually be a freshman. He'll skip that at OSU and almost be a junior by the time he starts next year. His favorite hobbies are engineering, cars, video games, and music. He's scared of girls. No, it doesn't say that. His favorite Christian song is Feel Invincible by Skillet. And his immediate plans after graduation is to attend Oklahoma State University. And this is for you, and only for you. Go Pokes. If you are going, and where he will dual major in aerospace engineering and mechanical engineering, and as if that's not enough, he's decided he might minor in business too. His favorite scripture verse is Isaiah 43, 1b and 2a, which says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. And when you pass through the waters, I will be with you."
Kellen, my advice for your son is to lead a simple, honest life. Stay humble and always rely on God. Let him guide your path. Keep your fantastic sense of humor, even if it is based in pure sarcasm. Thanks for keeping us laughing. You have an amazing future ahead of you, and thank you for letting us be a part of it. We love you, son.
Kellen, my advice to you is never stop trying to reach for where you want to be in life. And always remember that God will walk with you as long as you can lean on Him. And we love you, and we wish you the best.
Kellen Dreamer. Our next graduate is Deshaun Fielder.
Deshaun, when I found out I was pregnant with you, I was so, so happy. God gave me you right on time. You came into my life. I wasn't in a great place, but here you are, my bundle of joy. You brought me purpose, love, and light. That's why I call you my sunshine.
Deshaun, when you first came into my life, son, you overwhelmed me with joy. Big brown eyes, you looked at me like, you know, I hung the moon. It gave me a sense of purpose, gave me a sense of pride to call you my son. And I knew that I was just going to love you more than anything in this world.
Deshaun Lee Fielder was born March 26, 2004 to Carrie Fielder and Joe Webb. He has attended Noble Assembly of God for 10 years. And is graduating from Norman High School. His list of school and community activities include wrestling, more Norman Votech, and computer drafting. That's pretty cool. List of honors and awards include Skills USA Regional Champion, scholarship recipient for more Home Builders Association. His favorite hobbies are cars and video games and jiu-jitsu. Okay, take you to Denver for protection. His favorite Christian song is Revolution by Kirk Franklin. His immediate plans after graduation is to go to OCCC, where he will major in computer science. His favorite scripture verse is the verse that I write in every Bible that I give to the graduates, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, which says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight."
Deshaun, go into the world and shine. Be a light for others. Be kind and always be yourself. And never forget my rules. Always speak with respect and act out of love. And if you work hard now, then you can play hard later. I wish you the best for the future, but I know you will succeed at anything that you set your mind to.
Son, I can't wait to see what this next chapter holds for you. I want you to know how much me and your mother love you, and I want you to always remember to take the road less traveled and to keep God first no matter what you're doing. And the sky's literally the limit. I love you, son.
Deshaun Fielder. Our next graduate, Braylon Freeman.
Braylon, the day you were born, I remember just holding you and looking you in your eyes, and that you were just not as big as they thought you were going to be, and you were just my cute little baby, and it was just such a special moment, and I just knew that that you were just going to be my boy.
Braylon, I remember that the day you were born, they had to induce labor, and I was wondering how long would it take for him to get here. I couldn't wait to see you. And then the next thing I know, they were hollering for the doctor because he's supposed to catch you, and you were trying to come before he even got in the room. And I thought to myself, this kid's always going to be in a hurry. And lo and behold, you always have been in a hurry, always running races, always being faster than everybody else. So I guess we should have known from the very beginning that you would always lead the pack. All right. All right. Braylon Glenn Freeman was born May 24th, 2004, to Philip and Kelly Freeman. He's attended Noble Assembly of God for the last 7 years since I came on staff in October of 2014, and he's graduating from Noble High School. His list of school and community activities include Epic Life Student Ministry here at the church, 11 missions trips, cross country, track, football, and FCA. His list of honors and awards include being the three-time most valuable runner for Noble High School cross country and a three-time state qualifier for cross country. His favorite hobbies include playing video games, hanging out with his friends, and aggravating his dad. His favorite Christian song is Anything Is Possible by Bethel Music. And his favorite Christian group is Maverick City. His immediate plans after graduation is to attend Redlands Community College, where he will run cross country on an athletic scholarship. His major is exercise science, where he wants to become a physical therapist. His favorite scripture verse is John 3:17, which says, "For he did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." He'd like to add, "Thank you to my church, my parents, and my grandparents for always supporting me."
You, my baby boy, not being at home with us every day is very bittersweet. I'm so excited to see the things that you're going to do, but I'm going to miss you. You always find a way to make me laugh when I'm down, and you always just bring such an energy whenever you're around. I pray and I hope that as you move on and step into what God is asking you and leading you to do, I just ask and I just pray and hope that you just follow after him and just serve him and just cling to Jesus as you go through your life. And I just want you to know that I love you, and that you can always come home and be with us.
Braylon, in our family, you're known as Bray Baby. It's hard to believe that you're now graduating high school and moving on to adult life. It's even crazier to believe that you're going to move off to college away from us. So I just want to give you this advice. Keep God first in your life.
remember to stay strong in what you've been taught and what you believe, and be the leader you've always been. The quiet leader, but still a strong leader. Be the sweet young man that you've always been, and know that I love you and I'm supporting you, and I can't wait to cheer you on at Cross Country.
My favorite graduate, Braylon Freeman. Our next graduate, Rachel Martin.
Rachel, on the day that you were born, I was so excited. I couldn't wait to meet you. I waited 7 years. You were the rainbow baby that I never thought I'd get to have. You were so perfect and so sweet and tiny. God knew exactly what I needed when you came along. And I'm so thankful that I have you.
Rachel Nicole Martin was born July 24th, 2003, to David and Tina Martin. She has attended Noble Assembly of God for about 6 months now and is graduating from Noble High School. Her list of school and community activities involve OCCC, where she's doing that concurrent, Rose Rock Pageant, and Noble Softball. Her list of honors and awards include National Honor Society, Softball Homecoming Queen, and Grand Miss Rose Rock. Her favorite hobbies are reading, crochet, softball, and baking. An old soul. Your favorite Christian song, her favorite Christian song is God's Not Dead, and her favorite Christian group is Skillet and Newsboys. Her immediate plans after graduation are first to go on a cruise with friends, come on, where's my invite, and then come back and continue with classes at OCCC and enter the anesthesia tech program. She wants to major and get a bachelor's in biology or health science. Her favorite scripture verse is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, which says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do."
Rachel, the best advice I can give you is to always keep God in front of you. When times are tough, He is who you need to turn to. For your guidance, because God will never let you down. And me and your dad will always be here for you no matter what, because we both love you.
Just know that I always love you.
Rachel Martin. Harley Mason.
Harley Jo, the day you were born, you were my first girl, and you were beautiful. You looked at me, and it was a wonderful feeling to finally have a little girl. Your older brother just loved you so much. He was so proud of you. I knew in that moment you were just going to be such a good baby. You were so peaceful and easy as baby. You slept and ate and laughed and just amazing little baby girl. And you've continued that throughout your life. Forgiving. Told you that since you were little. You have always been my most forgiving child. And I just love you so much. I'm so proud of you.
Harley Jo Mason was born September 4th, 2003. Parents, Tony and Lacey Keller and Mike and Michelle Mason. She's attended Noble Assembly of God for 4.5 years. And is graduating from Noble High School, thus the blue that everybody else is wearing too. List of all her school and community activities include working in the church nursery. Come on, amen. band for 5 years and woodshop for 3 years. Her list of honors and awards are graduating from Mid-America Technology Center with her phlebotomy license. Awesome. Her favorite hobbies are spending time with family and spending time with her horse. Her favorite Christian song is When We All Get to Heaven or I'll Fly Away. And her favorite Christian group is Third Day. Her plans after graduation is to pursue a career in equine care. Her favorite scripture verse is Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. She'd like to add a big thank you to Pastor Steve and Pastor Phil and her church family for taking care of her and her family when they needed it the most.
Harley, my wish for you is that you will go out to the world and do all the things that you've said you're going to do. You're going to be strong in the career you've chosen. And I want you to know that you always can come back home if you need to regroup or restart. You will always have a place at home. I love you, baby girl. Just keep being you. Keep being strong, strong-willed, strong-minded. Keep God in front of you. Always look for Him for direction. He will guide you.
Harley Mason. If we'll just take just a second here, I wanted to, is there a way to pop up that picture? We have a young man who's in our youth group for years and years and years. He's unable to be a part of our ceremony today, but this is Kaysten Avery. I asked Kaysten if he would at least send me a picture because I wanted to honor him today. He's also graduating this year. Kaysten has been a part of our youth group for years and years and years, been part of our missions trips, our youth camps, serving and being a part of all that we do. And we've been a large part of his life. He's been a large part of the youth history here for several years now. And so he's not here, but I'd like to give him a hand anyway for Kaysten Avery today. All right, we're going to go right up here. Stephanie, will you get up here and take a picture for us? We're going to go right up here, so we're going to just stand right here. You're going to be here. Come stand forward. Yeah, you're going to go on that side. Here we go. Come up towards the front of the stage so we can take a picture. Take a picture. Here we go. Look at us. We're looking good. Oh, man, I'm going to stand by the girls. I don't look good at all now. All right, one more hand for the 2022 graduates. Way to go, guys. Way to go. And I only cried a little bit. Okay, I cried quite a bit. That's okay. Thank you to the parents for bringing the pictures in. Thank you for coming and doing the voiceovers. Thank you for, but most importantly, thank you for allowing us as a church to pour into your young people's lives today. And so there may be no more time in life that you get advice than at high school graduation time? How many of you people have just given you unsolicited advice? Come on now. All right. And I think I was thinking back. I was thinking there's probably no more time in life than that. The title of my message today is called Critical Advice. I think the reason why people give us advice during high school graduation is because it's this time when people view us going from childhood to adulthood. I've been teasing Braylon because he turns 18 on graduation day. He's going to graduate and turn 18 on the same day. May 24th is a big day for him this coming up Tuesday. And I tease him because I said, listen, once you turn 18, you know what that means. And what does that mean, Braylon? You can go to federal prison. That's correct. So you can go to federal prison at that point. And so this is the moment when you go from childhood to adulthood. People want to give you advice about the next steps in life and what are you going to do now? That's what everybody wants to know, right? They start in junior year, maybe even sophomore year. What do you want to do when you graduate? What do you want to do? Especially senior year. I'm sure graduates, you've gotten tired of people asking you, what are you going to do now? Like, graduation wasn't a good enough accomplishment, right? You're like, I just got graduated. Can I at least get the congratulation cards first? What are you going to do? Everybody wants to know. Well, are you going to go to college? Are you going to go to tech school? Are you going to join the military? Are you just going to join the workforce? What is it going to be? In the dictionary, there are multiple definitions of critical, but there are two here that I want to talk to you about. The first definition of the word critical is having a decisive or crucial importance in the success, failure, or existence of something. Having a critical importance to the success of something. Crucial importance to the success of something. That's what critical means. Or the second definition is this: expressing adverse or disapproving comments or judgments. So critical could mean being critically crucial, important, or expressing judgment. Advice can both be critical in its importance and it's in its tone. How many of you have experienced both of those types of advice before? It's imperative that as the older generation passes down, they pass down the wisdom gleaned from the lessons they learned to the younger generation that comes behind them. Advice is important. But the saying goes, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, right? So what happens? What happens when your critical advice sounds critical? Well, you get the five critical pieces of advice of my message today. Today I thought I would be funny. I thought I would be entertaining a little bit. And I'm going to give you graduates and all of us today five critical pieces of advice, both in tone a little, but in importance. And so every piece of advice this morning holds a key to our success in life, but may be stated in a way that we, as parents, have always wanted to say it. So are you with me today? You got to have to lighten up a little bit if you're going to join the ride for me. Critical advice, piece of advice number one, get out of my house. Critical piece of advice number one, get out of my house. How many have you ever wanted to say this to your child? We brought you home from the hospital. We fed you. We clothed you. We listened to you play an instrument. We saw you kick a ball and paint a picture, sing a song, and act in a play. Oh, we've been those places, and now you have graduated. You're 18, and we want you to get out. Did Braylon leave? Did he go to children's church? He got out. He went to work children's church? Okay. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 says this. He said this to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. What was Jesus saying to the disciples here? He was saying this, I have loved you, I have fed you, I have clothed you, and now you are no longer babies, but men and women of God. Go. Get out of my house and tell people about me. If you want to make a difference in the world, your campus, your workplace, your platoon, if you're in the military, you won't do it with wealth and knowledge. You will change your world if you will tell them about Jesus. Dr. Watson, one of my favorite professors at CBC, at Central Bible College, he taught a class my freshman year called Personal Evangelism. The irony of this is really funny because you're thinking everybody that's at Central Bible College is there, Pastor, to be in full-time ministry. And they thought to themselves, the first thing we need to teach them is how to share the gospel. So freshman year, I enrolled in an elective called Personal Evangelism. We actually read a book. This is my notes, but one of our textbooks, the name of the book was I Hate Witnessing. But Dr. Watson would say every single class, every single day that I went to that personal evangelism class in 1996, so that was 26 years ago now, and I still remember to this day, every time we had a class, at least once, if not multiple times, here's what he would say: we need to get out of the four walls of our church and into the marketplace. That there's nothing wrong with coming to church. There's nothing wrong with hearing preaching. There's nothing wrong with being encouraged. But at some point, we have to take what we've learned in the house and get out of the house and tell somebody about Jesus. Many of you are headed off away from your family and your home church. Don't just take supplies for your dorm. Take Jesus and the gospel of salvation. Someone in your home church led you to the Lord. Somebody in your home life led you to the Lord, showed you, and now go and lead someone to the Lord. Get out of the house and tell someone about Jesus. Critical advice, piece of advice number two: pay for your own meal. Come on, can I get an amen from the parents? Pay for your own meal. As a parent, this has not yet become a reality for me, but we can still keep dreaming of that wondrous day when we go out to eat and our kids pick up the tab. Pause for dramatic effect. Okay. Or at least pay for their own meal. Can I get an amen? Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 through 20 says this: therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Graduates, counting pre-K and kindergarten, all of you graduates have at least 14 years of schooling under your belt. That's a lot of learning. That's a lot of teaching. That's a lot of information. That's a lot of time invested in teaching you so that you would be educated. Hopefully, you paid attention. You've taken notes. You remembered what you were taught, at least part of it. Because contrary to popular opinion, you're going to need it. Wherever life takes you, you're going to run into people who didn't receive the education that you did. Now, I'm not talking about algebra, and I'm not talking about biology or German or computer science or any of the other classes that you took at Noble High or at Norman High. No, what I'm talking about today, the education I'm talking about, is the one that you got when you from the Sunday school lessons you heard from the age of four. From the services that you attended at camps when you were 10. The messages that you heard in youth group while you were in junior high. Or the sermons that you've heard from this pulpit while you were in high school. You see, you have been more than educated. All of us have been more than educated. Are you ready for this? You have been discipled. You've been more than educated. You've been discipled. You have been fed the truth of the gospel week after week for years. And it's time. It's time for you. It's time for all of us to transition from the disciple to the discipler. from the disciple to the disciple, to provide a meal of biblical truth to a classmate or to a workmate or to a roommate that's never had the opportunity to eat. You're going to go to college. You're going to work with people. You're going to live in communities with people who were not raised in the truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so for a long time now, teachers and pastors and parents and grandparents have paid for the meal all these years. They have brought you to church, and they have taken you to Sunday school, and they have paid for camps, and they've paid for youth conventions, and they've paid and helped these people around you have helped give to garage sales to help you to go on mission trips. And it's time. It's time that we begin to pay for our own meal, and hopefully for someone else's too. There has to come a point where we're not just a disciple, young people, all of us here, but we're disciplers. It's time that we seize the opportunity not just to tell people about Jesus, not just to lead them in salvation, but lead them in discipleship. Critical advice piece number 3. Read your books. Read your books. If you're going to college, Caden, read your book. All right? No cliff notes. As a former college student, Mom, Dad, close your ears. As a former college student, I know that reading gets old. How many of you love to read? Raise your hand. Oh, God bless you. Okay, how many of you love somebody to maybe read it audibly to you? Okay, yes, there you go. No reading. Okay, as a former college student, I know that reading gets old and that there are wonderful, what we will call, summary articles online, and that there are some professors, you will have some professors that do not test on anything in the book, but instead straight from their lectures. Come on, anybody ever had a professor like that? You read all the book and you're like, I could have just listened to him. We took notes. Anyway, but as a parent, I'm telling you something. That was a college student. As a parent, I'm telling you, read your books anyway. Read the books. Books are full of information that you need. All right, they're not just there because they're trying to aggravate you. In college, they want you to read the books so you know the information. Books are more complete than professors' lectures. Now, there's probably some professors that would argue this, but professors pull out what they think are the pertinent parts of the course, and they teach you that, but there are other things that are expounded in the books beyond what your professor's going to say. And last but not least, I got your back, parents. Books are expensive. Quit wasting money. Read your books. In Psalm chapter 119, verse 11, it says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. In Psalm 119, 105, it says this, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. I need you to understand something. The Bible is the foundation to your success. You must never stop reading it. Spoiler alert, you may have a brand new one in your gift bag that you're holding, graduates. The Bible keeps us from sin. It keeps us from sin through clarity, understanding God's will, and through conviction, understanding our weaknesses and His strength. The scripture says the Bible is literally a lamp that lights the way. Listen, the world can be a very, very dark place. The world can be a very lonely place. The world can end up being, you can find yourself all excited about what's to come and then find yourself in a very lonely place. Can I tell you something right now? That the Word of God will illuminate your life just as a flashlight illuminates the darkness. I'm challenging you today that we must never stop learning, which means we must never stop reading. Read your Bible. read your Bible. If you don't, if you want to just use the Bible I gave you, young people, as a study resource, and but you want to use the one on your phone, that's fine. Most of the people in here probably don't carry a Bible into church. You carry it on your phone now. How many of you have an actual physical Bible? Here, hold it up. Come on. Come on. There's my people. There they are. Yes. All right. But that... Way to go, Grindstaff. But here's the deal. Is whether you read it on your phone, on the YouVersion app, or whether you read it as a hard copy, a paperback, or hard copy, whatever it be, you read the Word of God. Read your book. Amen? Amen. Amen. Number four. Get a job. Get a job. I mean, this is the ultimate goal, right? Eventually, you got to get a job, right? And except for those people, and we all know them, that become career students, right? Because it's like a failure to launch. I'm just going to get one more degree, and then I'm going to get a job, right? How else can you afford that mansion, sports car, and for you ladies, world's largest closet full of clothes and shoes you've been dreaming about since you were seven? I mean, how are you going to afford all those things? This really is the most standard question of graduation time. What do you want to do for a living? What do you want to do when you grow up? Well, sorry to break it to you, graduates, but you're done growing up. You're grown up. Remember, you can go to federal prison. And so what are you going to do for a living? Maybe you know exactly what you want to be, and maybe you have no idea. But that doesn't change the fact that you will eventually need to get a job. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 says this: whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Let me read that again. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Whatever you do, whether you're an accountant, a doctor, a welder, or involved in equine care, work with all your heart for the Lord. Whatever you do, the scripture says, do it with all your heart. For who? For your boss? For your coworker? No, for the Lord. Now, will you have a boss? Probably. Probably. Some of you may have some aspirations to work all the way to the top, but there's always, even if you get to the top, there's still the IRS. So, will you have a boss? Probably. Do you need to listen to his or her instruction? Absolutely. That's not what I'm saying, all right? Don't go into the work tomorrow, people. Any of you have a job and say, listen, I'm not working for you. I'm working for the Lord, all right? That's probably not going to go well. You're going to have a boss, and you probably need to listen to his or her instruction, but you also have a Father in heaven who promises us in Jeremiah 29:11, you know this verse, but I love it so much, that he has a plan for you. How many of you know that God has a plan for you? We talked about this on Wednesday night in the youth group. I said, God has a plan for you, and what I love about God's plan is his plan isn't a lot like a lot of our friends' plans. Anybody ever have a friend tell you a plan, but they have no specifics about how that plan, I got a plan. Well, what's the plan? I don't know, but I got a plan. You know what I mean? You ever got a guy, somebody, you're like, I'm not going with your plan. Here's what the Bible says. I have a plan for you, and here's what it says. To give you a hope and a future that you will prosper and not fail. Hey, that sounds like a great plan to me. I'm in. If somebody tells me, hey, Pastor Phil, I got a plan for you, and the whole objective of this plan, if you'll trust me, if you'll put your faith in my plan, it's this. Here's the promise I got for you. You're going to prosper. You're not going to fail. You will not fail. I'm in. That sounds like a great plan to me. So here's my challenge. Get a job and be a producer. Not just of earthly wealth and things, but of God's vision and plan for your life. Link in to what God's plan is for you and work at it with all of your heart. Don't just settle for a paycheck or for a living, but go after the job that God has designed and planned for you. If you do that, you'll never really work a day, another day in your life, because whatever you do will have been for the Lord, and that is the perfect place for you to be. So graduates, anybody else in here? Get a job. The last piece of advice. This is from parents, remember. Build us a house. Graduates, build us a house. It's all we really want. Can I get an amen from the parents? Come on, let's go. From the time my boys were little, I've always told them that I want them to get rich and take care of me when I get old. I told them that I believe this is part of God's plan for my life, that I have been faithful and submitted to the call of the Lord, a call that does not come with earthly riches. I'm laying up my treasure in heaven. So I need my boys to lay up treasure here on earth for me. They all launched into this. They've all agreed that they, my boys have agreed. Willow, no, not so much. But Lily and Willow are princesses, so we haven't even had this discussion. But the boys and I have discussed this, and they're all good. But one in particular has latched in a little bit more, and throughout the years has gotten creative, and it happens to be my graduate today. Braylon, through the years, used to design houses. He would design our houses. He loves to draw, if you don't know that about Braylon. He loves to draw, and so he would design these houses, and then he would bring them to me to show me for approval. And so these houses were awesome. They would have swimming pools and basketball courts and hot tubs. Everybody needs a hot tub. And helicopter pads. Runways for our airplanes. Just the basics. Braylon would design, and sometimes he would design the house, and sometimes we would all be like in one big house, and sometimes we would have like different size houses, and Elliot's mad right now because he's saying, I gave all these ideas to Braylon, but we would design these houses, and we would spend hours carrying on and talking about the house that we want to build someday. You know what I mean? Have anybody else ever done this? Is this just a weird Freeman thing? Okay, great. Well, we knew we was weird. Awesome. All right. We draw, and I say, oh, well, where's the bowling alley? We got to fit a bowling alley in here, and we do a gymnasium. We'd have the gymnasium. And so, honestly, it's just a house to grow old in. And better than that, a house to grow old together, all together. If you noticed in our video, the part that Kelly and I probably got most emotional about is the idea of Braylon. Listen, El Reno's not that far, but it feels like Africa, okay? All right. Is that Braylon will, every morning I can't, get up and eat Captain Crunch with him, or whatever else that we're going to get in trouble with. And my lawn crew's also down to one, too. Sorry, Elliot. But we value as a family being together. John chapter 14, verse 1 through 4 says this: Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many homes, many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Here's what the Lord said, these things to the disciples in this verse. He says, do not let your heart be troubled. Don't worry. Things were changing, and they were unnerved. He says, I'm going to go build a house for us. Okay. He said, there's going to be rooms for everyone. There'll be many rooms. Number 4, he says, I will come back to get you. And the number five, almost the really just the most important, is this. He says, and you know the way to the place where I am building our house. Maybe one day one of my kids will get rich and build me an awesome house. I'm not going to bank on it, but I'm hoping. And maybe I will finally get a hot tub. And maybe I will still be young enough to play basketball in the gym. But what I want, and I know that every parent here really wants, is for each of you to live a life, graduates, that are serving and honoring God so that we can be together in heaven. We want you to build us a house where we can live together forever. You know the way, Jesus said it clearly. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'd be fine if one of my kids builds me a house down here, but it's only going to be for a temporary time. I believe the greatest desire of every parent in this place is that our kids would build us a house in heaven where we can live together to serve God, to honor God, and remember that the things that we earn here, it's fine, but they're going to waste away one day when Jesus comes for all of his people and we can live together again. Don, would you come to the piano? Thank you. I always love this Sunday because I just think it's like there's some fun to it and then there's some pressure to it because I know that some of our graduates are going to go off and they're going to do other things and some of them, I won't see them. Brandon does really good at coming home between visits from OSU and it always makes me happy. It always makes me happy when our high school graduates who go off to college come back and I get to see them, but I don't get to see you. Some of you I won't get to see week in and week out. And so I'm always thinking on this message, what can I do? What can I share? How can I challenge and make it creative where you will also remember it? Well, you'll remember it. You'll remember the truths that Pastor Phil is trying to share with you today. And so as we close this morning, I just want to give you the five pieces of advice once again. First one is this: get out of the house and share the gospel of salvation. Tell somebody about Jesus. You want to make a difference in your world? Tell somebody about you. You want to make a difference in someone's life? Nothing changes someone's life like Jesus. Nothing changes someone's life. Nothing changes somebody's life like salvation. Nothing. Number two, pay for your own meal and someone else's that they may be fed also. Be a discipler. Disciple people. Pour what's been poured into you, pour that out into others. When you encounter a situation and somebody says, oh, this is going bad and I don't know what to do here and I don't know what to do, don't just say, hey, I'm sorry. But instead, take the word of God that's been hidden in your heart, that's been poured into you, and bring it back out and speak truth. Speak the life of Scripture and Jesus Christ into someone's life. Help them. Help them to walk as you have walked. Read your books, but especially the Word of God. Read it. I wrote this in several of the Bibles, not all of them, but some of the Bibles, some of yours in there. I always write a personal message to every graduate in their Bible. Several of them I wrote this: read it, study it, and then apply it to your life. Read it, study it, and then apply it to your life. It's not enough just to read it. You need to study, you need to dig into Scripture, and then you need to apply it to your life. It will light your path. There will be some tough days ahead, but the Word of God will illuminate the path. Get a job, not a living or a paycheck, but the job that God has for you to honor Him. And lastly, live a life so that you can build a house, not just here on earth, but in heaven. You know the way. You know the way. His name is Jesus, and He's the only way. Would you bow your heads this morning? Lord, I thank you so much, Lord, for your wisdom that comes from your word. I thank you, Lord, so much for the critical advice that you give us. Lord, tonight, I pray that even as we go through the rest of the day, that this message would still be on our hearts. I pray that we would still tonight be ruminating and thinking about the advice that was spoken here today. Lord, help us to be speakers of salvation. Help us to be disciples, God. Help us to be people who get a job and embrace it, God. Lord, thank you, and help us to be people who build a home in heaven. Lord, would you help us as we read the book and see the truths and apply it? Lord, I praise you and I thank you today for the graduates, and I thank you for every parent and grandparent and church member that's here today. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you've encouraged us through your word today. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. What I'd like to do is this. You have a worship song. Do you have a song? As the worship team sings, Pastor, I'm going to have you come down. And I want us to open up the altar for prayer. So would you stand? Would you stand this morning? We're going to close. It's not quite noon yet. It's not quite noon. I just want opportunity. If you need prayer today before you leave this place, Lord, we want to pour the gospel into you, and we want to encourage you today. And so, if you need prayer today as the worship team plays and sings, we want to pray for you.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name. In the streets, Jesus in the dark.
darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is light. Every stronghold, shine through the shadows.
How many love Jesus this morning? Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Amen. I want to congratulate once again as we end the service our graduates. And I just noticed from the pulpit that we have a young lady who actually works at our daycare who's graduating. Trinity Lockridge is right there in the back row. Trinity, congratulations to you too. And we're so proud of you. Be blessed. Honor God. Tell people about Jesus. Don't just be a disciple. Be a discipler. And hope to see you at about 3:15 at the movie. And if you don't get popcorn, I won't judge you. Love you. Have a great day.